This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kong residents marched Sunday against legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. Reuters correspondent James Pomfret reports that it is the largest demonstration the city has seen in years.
People here aren't just your hardcore protesters. You have ordinary citizens. You have fathers, mothers, kids, and they don't feel comfortable if the law is enacted because it will allow China, in effect, to impose or part of its legal system to encroach into Hong Kong for the first time ever. And this march could be a turning point in finally persuading the authorities to either postpone or scrap it.
Reuters correspondent James Pomfret. The bill would allow the city to extradite suspected criminals to China and Taiwan, as well as other jurisdictions, on a case-by-case basis. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has said such changes would close legal loopholes, but the changes have raised international concern about Hong Kong's legal system. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday claimed Mexico has not been cooperative for many years in curbing the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will fix the problem. A deal announced Friday calls for Mexico to dispatch 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to halt the flow of migrants, while the U.S. gained new authority to force asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their legal cases are pending. Trump warned that if for some unknown reason Mexico does not stanch the flow, Washington can always go back to tariffs on Mexican imports. This is VOA News.